or words in order to guide them to have a better experience than they remember having as children. And we want to say there's a much easier way to go about this. So let's start at the bottom of this. So socialization of children, let's make that the topic. And then let's say nothing to do about that because they're going to get integrated because they can't help but see what's going on and be seen by what's going on. So the socialization process is just flat out taking care of itself. It's not something that anybody has to work at. So now you think about the business that you're working on with adults, and we say it's the same thing that you're wanting to apply to the little ones. What you're wanting to say is during this socialization process that is natural, there is one key ingredient that I'm always wanting to be mindful of, and that is I'm wanting to be a catalyst that assists my child or whoever I'm interacting with of finding a conscious, deliberate way of being in vibrational alignment with who they are. Because think about a setting where a child is interacting with someone. Maybe it's a child in a classroom, or a child playing with another child, or a child interacting with an adult. So it's having the experience of socializing or integrating, and there are only two things that can be happening with that child. It could be socializing while upstream, or it could be socializing while downstream. In other words, that's it. That's the only thing that anyone ever needs to take into consideration. If you can guide your children to understand the difference between feeling bad and feeling good, between getting tuned up and in alignment with who they are before they interact, now every experience that they have will be successful because in their alignment, law of attraction will only line them up with things that are in alignment. And then all that protection, all that warning, all that guidance, all that stuff that wastes so much time and energy, lives have been wasted on trying to prepare people to be integrated into society. When you think about how many things that there are that could touch you in terms of thoughts or words or activities, and you weigh them all out, as Esther and Kate were in the Neptune Lounge earlier. Kate is four, nearly five. And Kate looked over at the television that was on, and there was some warning about something that's going on. And Kate just looked over at it, and then she looked at Esther, and then she looked at the cards they were playing, and then she looked over at it, and then she looked at Esther, and she said, "There's always news on in here." And Esther said, "I don't watch it." And Kate said, "I don't either." But beautiful. There it is. In other words, now, Kate, in her socialization, in other words, there it was. It was part of what was going on in the room. Nobody had to turn it off. Nobody had to make a big thing about it. In other words, there it was going on in the room. I just don't watch it. And the reason Kate doesn't watch it is because it doesn't feel good when she watches it. In other words, it just doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good when she's around anyone else who is watching it. In other words, most of it she would not understand, but she can tell by the tone of the conversation. She can tell by the prickly feeling of people who might be involved in this message of warning, she can feel. And so it's not that it isn't that Kate needs to be socialized into this world. It is just helpful if she's not dragged into the socialization that most people think is necessary. In other words, most people need to prepare her for the world by helping her to face all of the realities that could be out there. In other words, all the missing children posters, all the things that could go wrong, all the vaccinations, inoculations, all the warnings, all the preparing of everybody for everything. And we say, you live in a universe of well-being. The well-being is dominant. And so we want to say to parents today, your children are coming forth because they are wanting to help you. They're trying to de-socialize you. They're trying to get you to align with what matters and not mess around in all of this clutter, you see. And it doesn't mean that you can't be actively involved in this very vivid world. That's not our message at all. We only want you to acknowledge that in anything that your child might be doing or in any moment that your child might be living life, it's upstream or downstream. And as you focus upon that, everything else will fall into alignment. What a wonderful, vivid, bright, brilliant, magnificent world it is for a youngster who gets to see all of these possibilities through the eyes of alignment. In other words, when they're flowing downstream, as they so often are, and their inner being is interacting.